So let's discuss Sri Chaitanya Shikshastaka, the first shloka. So I've pasted the shloka in the chat box so you all can see and we can all chant together. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So let's discuss the third part of Chaitanya Shikshastaka. So there are seven very wonderful aspects and we have discussed the five. Let's discuss the last two. So let's chant Mangalacharan and then start this discussion. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhaite Giri Yat Kripatam Mande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So till now we have discussed first one, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So our consciousness which is contaminated, when we start chanting, the cleansing starts and it will become pure. And the analogy that is given, the comparison that is given is Darpana, mirror with the dust on it. And when we cleanse the mirror, what happens? We can see ourselves, you know, very, very clearly. So first one, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Second, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So currently, we are there in this material world, suffering like anything. Why? Because the suffering of this material world is compared to Bhava Mahadavagni, Mahadavagni, the great forest fire. And what happens, you know, when we start chanting the holy names of the Lord? Bhavan Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So this forest fire will be extinguished just by chanting the holy names of the Lord. How that happens, we cannot analyze. It's a miraculous mantra. Just by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all these wonderful things will happen. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Third, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So like the blue lotus flower or the lotus flower which blossoms in the evening twilight, in the moonlight basically. So similarly, when we chant the holy names of the Lord, the holy names, it acts like the soothing moonlight and our heart will blossom. Our heart will blossom in a very, very wonderful way. And then it says, Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. Finally, the devotee who is chanting the holy names of the Lord will get a very, very wonderful aspect, the realization or the revelation of one's own exact relationship with Sri Krishna. What is my relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world? That is revealed when we start chanting the holy names of the Lord. So that is the topmost knowledge that a person can get by the internal revelation by Sri Krishna. And then, what are the next lines? Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam. So when we start chanting the holy names of the Lord, since the negatives are removed, that is the dirt is removed, the suffering is removed, and we are situated in our constitutional position, what happens? At every step, the Ananda is increasing. Firstly, the Ananda itself is compared to Anandam Budhi, the ocean of happiness. And this ocean is not constant. This ocean is increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing. Don't know when this day will come, but then whenever it comes, that will be the most blissful day. And after that, all the days will be very, very blissful. The last two that we're going to discuss today. So, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. Purna Amrita Swadhanam. So, a devotee who is chanting the holy names of the Lord will get to taste the nectar of Lord Shri Krishna completely. Purna Amrita, complete nectar, Swadhanam, that is tasting. Purna Amrita Swadhanam. So now we need to understand, when it comes to Shri Krishna, all his attributes, all his wonderful attributes keep increasing at every moment. So his name is ever fresh and the qualities of this holy name keeps increasing. Name, form. The form of the Lord is very, very beautiful. We have discussed this n number of times now. And this beauty of the Lord keeps increasing every moment. Name, form, qualities of the Lord keeps increasing. Name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord are ever fresh. And it is going on even now in his Nitya Leela, in his eternal pastimes. And his dham, name, form, qualities, pastimes, and his dham, that is his pastime place. Even that is ever fresh and ever increasing, you know, in its extent and his expanse and so on and so forth. So when the Lord's qualities and attributes are ever increasing, what happens? A devotee relishes each of it. Why? Because now the devotee is situated in his original position, original constitutional position. He has realized his original swarupa, or his own relationship with Krishna, the personal relationship with Krishna. And by the mercy of the holy name, by the wonderful aspect of the holy name, the devotee is able to relish and taste the sweetness, the nectar completely, completely. Just imagine when someone tastes the complete nectar or the nectar completely, what will be his state and how much happy that person will be. Now when we discuss Chaitanya Shikshastakam, then we'll understand why these sadhus are so blissful all the time. Because they're tasting something higher. They don't need anything of this world. Right? So when we start chanting the holy names of the Lord, we get that higher taste. And that higher taste will help us to get rid of all the lower tastes that we are completely bound in this material world. The next aspect that is discussed here, Sarvatma Snapanam. That is what is the next aspect that is discussed. So Sarvatma Snapanam, basically here, you know, it is given. Sarva is for everyone. Atma Snapanam, bathing of self. Sarvatma Snapanam. So now, what happens, you know, when it comes to chanting of the holy names? So there might be a question now that, okay, when the devotee is tasting the nectar of Krishna's attributes, so is it that the devotee is having that selfish motive? Is it that the devotee still has some cravings by which you know he's tasting this aspects of the Lord? So is it that he's doing it for his own personal motives? So the answer is no. Because now the devotee is on a different platform altogether. And now the devotee is relishing Krishna's sweetness in a selfless mood, in the mood of service. Why is it so? Because Sarvatma Snapanam, the devotee is completely bathed within and without, and is completely cleansed. Now there is no impurity. There's not even a tinge of dirt, tinge of impurity in him. And since he's all pure, he's very, very pure, so there is no question of having any kamuk vasana, any lusty desire. Lusty desire basically means any desire for one's own sense gratification without considering Krishna, without having Krishna in the center. So that is called as lusty desire. So there will be no tinge of lusty desire. Forget about lusty desire. He will not even have desire to merge in the Supreme Person. So in this way, he's bathed within and without. So he's all pure. And whatever he's doing, whatever he's tasting, that is the mood of selfless service. Just imagine, every single day when we're chanting the holy names, all these things are going to manifest with time. First, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Our Consciousness will be cleansed. Our heart will be cleansed, like the mirror is cleansed of dirt. Second, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam. We are suffering in this world, and it is compared to a very, very deadly forest fire. And we are burning in that forest fire. That forest fire will be extinguished. Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam, completely extinguished. Then Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Our heart, you know, which is as of now dirty, and it is completely crumpled, it will blossom in the moonlight of the holy name. Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. And finally, we will come to a stage where we'll realize our personal relationship with Sri Krishna. We will realize what we are in the spiritual world. And then it says, Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam. We will taste, the happiness, you know, which is there in Krishna consciousness, will realize that how it's the ocean of happiness and it's increasing at every step. And then it is said, Purnamrita Swadhanam. We'll be able to taste the ever-increasing nectar of Krishna's attributes of name, form, qualities, pastimes, and his pastime place. And finally, Sarvatmasnapanam, the devotee is cleansed inside and outside. So whatever he's tasting in Krishna consciousness is with a selfless mode, in the mode of service to Lord Sri Krishna. And then finally, the last line says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Param Vijayate. That is, may, you know, the Sankirtana, may this chanting of the holy names of the Lord be ever victorious for time immemorial. And yes, it will be, because Krishna and his holy name are non-different. Nama and Nami. Nam is the holy name and Nami is the person. So both of them are non-different. So in this way, you know, very beautifully, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, who has given us this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. See, when we are chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we have not Googled it and found out somewhere some person has written a blog and in that the mantra is there. No, his own concocted version. No. This Mahamantra is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And this Mahamantra is non-different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. So when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, what are we doing? We are trying to associate with Lord Sri Krishna. Every Mahamantra, every word, even every word in the Mahamantra is a Mahamantra. Hare, Krishna and Rama, even they are Mahamantra in themselves. So just imagine Mahamantra inside Mahamantra, and we are chanting that every single day. So when we are chanting, if we can just realize, or on the theoretical platform understand, that if I just keep continuing this every single day, be it mechanical, doesn't matter as of now. But our goal is to focus. So if we continue endeavoring to focus, continue to endeavor to get absorbed while chanting the holy names of the Lord, that day will not be too far when these seven aspects that we have discussed will manifest in our life. And when that manifests, oh, no one can describe what will be our level, what will be our state of existence at that time. It will be completely transcendental, completely transcendental. Today happens to be Gopashtami. So this was the day when Lord Sri Krishna got the opportunity for the first time to graze the cows. So till this day, he was grazing or he was herding the calves. He would take the calves and it will be just outside Braja, just outside the place where everyone would stay, just you know, a few meters or maybe a kilometer or so. So they would take the calves out and they would make them graze there. But today is the day when Lord Krishna successfully convinced Yashoda Mai. So every now and then Lord Sri Krishna would go to Yashoda and he would keep telling, see, I have become so elder. No, and he was just 3 or 4, that's it. And he would say that, see, I've become so elderly, I'm really strong. Now I'll not take calves. Calves are very small. I'll take cows now, you know, for herding. And Yashoda Maya would look at him and you know she would think, Hare, when there is a lightning, you know, you come and hide behind my sari and you're saying you've become elder. No, no, Maya, look at me. Look at me, I've become so elder. And then like this, every single day, you know, he would have literal arguments, you know, with Mother Yashoda, trying to convince her. And Mother Yashoda, with so much of love in the heart for Sri Krishna, she would say that, no, no, in the forest, if you go, there are like all thorns around and there are poisonous flowers, and there will be some poisonous fruits. And you know, there is Jamuna, and that Kalia is there. How can I send you there? And Krishna would start giving various reasons. He would start saying that, Maya, if I go to the forest, I'll be able to play. And anyways, Balram is there with me. What is the problem? No, he'll take care of me. His name itself is Baladev, Balaram, full of strength. And also, Maya, when I'll go there, I'll get fruits for you. As if Maya wants some fruits from him. I'll get fruits for you. So like this, he was convincing his best. And today, he convinced Mother Yashoda very, very nicely. And Mother Yashoda, towards the end, she said, okay, you can go. But then, you please wear footwear and go. Because in the forest, it will be very difficult. We don't know, what will happen. There'll be so all sharp stones and thorns down. So if you just go barefoot, it will be difficult. So Krishna, he looked at Mother Yashoda and he said, okay, if you are giving me footwear, then you also have to give me footwear, or you also have to give footwear to all my cows. And Mother Yashoda started calculating 9,99,999 into 4. And then Krishna said that if you cannot give footwear to my cows, then I cannot wear footwear because my cows and me, we are very, very close and intimate. And there was a cow who was hearing this outside, the discussion that was happening between Krishna and Yashoda. One cow was listening, what is going on. And that cow went crazy when she heard the loving words that came from the lotus mouth of Krishna regarding the cows. That if cows don't wear footwear, I'll also not wear footwear. And this cow, she went and she told everyone. And all the cows, they started running around in Braja, running around in the forest. And they made even small, small pebbles into powder so that Sri Krishna will not get any hurt. Today is that day. Today is that Gopastami. Look at the love that Sri Krishna has, towards his cows or towards his devotees. So with this mood, and let's chant today for that most beloved personality or that loving personality who has got so much of love for all of us. When we are chanting the holy names, one day will come when we will realize that love for Krishna or achieve Krishna Prema. That is what is the goal. So with this mood, today on this auspicious day of Gopastami, let us all chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with complete focus and absorption. It is 6:20, just 1 hour, 10 minutes to go. That's it. So let's focus and get absorbed in chanting the holy names for next 1 hour, 10 minutes. So let us all start chanting. So all of us can chant together. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.